Please as directed.
Ever, forever, and ever. The Doug Steffen Good Day program will go on forever. I'll be the last person here. When they shut the lights out and close the door, I'll still be talking.
You're probably so right.
Keep it going. Keep it real. Clay Cohut, who's in charge of our social media, spends a lot of time in this hour every day talking about what some of your responses are to things, the big issues of the day in terms of social media coverage or involvement, our poll of the day and our video of the day. The poll today actually focusing on a story that a lot of people are talking about. And the question is it okay to read your partner's email if you suspect them of something? There is an internet law designed to protect the stealing of trade secrets and identities that's being used to levy a felony charge against a Michigan man after he logged on to his, at least at that time, she was his wife. He logs on to his wife's Gmail account and finds that she's cheating on him.
He had suspected her of cheating.
His name is Leon Walker in Rochester Hills, Michigan. Been charged with felony computer misuse. Faces up to 5 years in prison after he logged on to the email account of his wife, Clara. They used a laptop together, and he had her password. About 45% of divorce cases involve some kind of snooping these days, gathering information like email and Facebook stuff and other online material. Facebook, where a lot of people are getting together, finding old loves. There was a line in a 30 Rock episode where Alec Baldwin's character finds an old girlfriend from Boston who was played by an actress that everybody knows, and I can't remember her. I can remember her face, but I mean, everybody knows who she is. I just can't remember her name. So how much of this stuff goes on? A lot of the news folks have been covering this story and the debate about whether this fellow committed a crime or not. 800-510-8255. I'm betting a lot of you have had the same circumstance with your former spouse and maybe even girlfriend. So, Clay, you monitored your girlfriend's email?
I wouldn't say monitored.
Well, what would you say?
I'd say I was suspicious of the girl cheating on me, which she had cheated on me.
Okay, so then why were you with her?
I looked at her Facebook page.
If you were suspicious, why did you even bother to stay with her? Why did you just leave?
Because, I mean, I'm young and immature, Doug, and I didn't know.
Okay, good. All right, that's fine. That's a good explanation.
Yeah. I have a friend who has another friend who he was apparently flirting with somebody very heavily on Facebook. Mm. Had not done anything, but flirting with somebody.
Yeah.
And they, the wife logged on to his Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And saw the messages going back and forth between the two.
Because it keeps your chats open, Doug.
Yeah.
Well, that's foolish. These people that don't know what
it's
Facebook
stupid.
Is about. That's foolish. It's not right to cheat. It's not right to involve yourself. If you're in a committed relationship, it just isn't right. But the other side of it is, if you're in a committed relationship and you're cheating, then the relationship's no good to begin with.
Right.
So, I mean, get real with understanding that. But that's not really the story here.
No.
The story is whether or not it's illegal to read your spouse's email.
Then I would
be
arrested.
The guy had her password, didn't he?
Yes, they shared the password. They shared the computer.
Somebody knew the password. They shared the computer, but he knew where she kept her password.
Okay.
He knew that she had a little notebook next to the computer and that her password was in the notebook.
Right. Well, then that's her fault.
It's a good time for the relationship to come to an end. Because it isn't obviously satisfying
there be legal
one
action?
Another.
I mean,
does this guy go to... Who brought the charges against him? The ex-wife?
She charged him. She brought the charges.
After she cheats on him, he finds out about it.
She cheats on him. This is her third husband.
Where's your first clue?
He suspects that she is cheating on him with her second husband, who had beat her in front of her son and went to jail for that.
Sounds like a genius.
So he goes in, finds her password, looks at her email, confirms that she has been cheating. She finds out that he has gone into her email and files for divorce and then files charges against him for reading her
800-510-8255. All right, so that story brings us around to the poll question, and you can respond to this by taking the poll, or you can give us a buzz, or you can go to the text line, which is 646-926. Doug, I'm imagining this would be a good Twitter thing. Richie, you put it up on your Twitter or Facebook account?
I'm going to, yeah. This is good
stuff.
Is
it okay to read your partner's email if you suspect them of doing something?
Or is it okay to read your partner's email at all?
Period.
Yeah
okay.
Period.
Yes, it's best to make sure that they're not up to something sketchy. No, reading their email is an extreme invasion of privacy. Let's see here. Next, C, while I understand the urge to investigate suspicions, I think it best to talk things out with your partner. Or D, I'm reading this poll on my spouse's computer. So is it okay? Have you ever had this happen to you? Is this something that you have lived with or are living with now?
My wife and I share a computer.
Yeah.
We both have one laptop that we use.
Yeah.
And you cannot help but I'll go to the computer, sit down, her Facebook is open. She'll have an IM there from a guy friend of hers.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Spanish. I have to translate it. But, you know. But, you know, I do not. I don't go into my wife's purse.
But, see, she left it open. So that's
her. She left
it
open.
I would be completely ticked if I found out that someone went into my Facebook account, if someone went into my email account, if I had it closed.
See, that's the line.
And I'd break up with you right off the bat.
I look at her Facebook. If it's open, I'll kind of glance at it and go, oh, yeah, that's cool. Or if her email's open, I will not click on anything. I would not click. If I saw that she had three new messages in her Facebook, I would not click on them.
There
if I saw that she had two new emails, if her email was open up to one specific email, I would not click on another email. That's her stuff.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't do the same to mine. Now, we leave both of our...
cheating on you?
Yeah, because here's the thing, Clay.
But that's,
here's the thing you're
going to
learn. If you suspect that your partner is cheating on you, either A, they are, or B, it's time to get a new relationship.
Yeah,
right.
What if you suspect it from day one?
If there's
so why would you be in it? That's foolishness. Why would you be in a relationship with somebody before?
Game over.
Not from the beginning. Yeah. What are you
doing? If you're at that point, game over.
Good night. Well, all right, here's another example of this kind of stuff. Police have detained a woman who faked her own kidnapping to test whether or not her husband would pay a ransom for her. She sent him a photograph of herself. Her hands were tied, her feet were tied. The man got the photo on his mobile phone, as they say in England. And this, according to what the police say, somebody claiming to be one of the kidnappers sent a text message demanding a ransom of $20,000 for her release. The ransom request was repeated in several text messages, as well as warnings the man ought not to go to the police. He went to the police. They launched a search. Spotted her in a
at the
mall.
Starbucks.
Well, anyway, the woman isn't. Well, there was nothing wrong with her, and so the guy divorced her. I don't blame him. I would have divorced her.
And she got arrested.
Yeah.
And so did her accomplice, who tied her hands and feet.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go.
And took the pictures.
Yeah. All
I
right.
Think if it's illegal to look at your spouse's email when you think they're cheating on you, then it should be illegal to cheat on your spouse.
Right. Perfect. 800, everybody goes to jail. There's nobody with a lot more jails. Everybody's in jail then. 800-510-8255. What say you on the initial question of whether this man ought to go to jail for reading his wife's email? I think the wife should go to jail for entrapping her husband. Much as anything else. 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Get the lowest prices of the season and closeout on mattresses from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Memory Works, and Hotel. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm, or a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. Or a Memory Foam Cushion Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for $597. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, December the 29th is upon us. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jen is here. Roberta Knott should be back next week. We've discovered Clay has, and Richie, in there looking around at what's going on, found a video which you can see at DougSteffen.com. We'll actually play the audio from the video in a few minutes. Pickpocketing, this story has been around for a week or two, where people have now a computer, it's like, I suppose, an iPad, and they walk up next to you and they can read your credit card.
You know when you go to the 7-Eleven or the Exxon stations, where you scan your credit card, yeah, but you don't have to run it through the thing, where you just kind of like get it close to it and it can read it?
Yeah.
People are buying – you can buy those scanners, those credit card reader scanners for $100 and just walk down a crowded street and then bling, 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 read your credit card.
Bling, 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 went the car top. Bling, 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 went the bell.
That's it.
Bling, 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 went my wallet, and now it's gone to hell.
You have to hear this story. It's nuts when I saw it.
This is something, again – this has gone viral. There are a lot of people who have seen this video. I've seen it four or five times. People have sent it to me over the last week or 10 days. And it's time we put it up, at least a version of it, at the GoodDayShow.com video of the day website. So when you go to the homepage, you see the video there. Click on that, and you'll see what we're talking about. The example of somebody. We'll play the audio from it in a few minutes so you can kind of hear, get the gist of what's going on. So you'll be prepared to deal with it because you're going to have to deal with it. Somebody will grab your stuff this way.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Medicare.
Now 23 and change, almost 24 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program from the Do You Know and or Did You Know and Do You Care department. The Congress that got over last week, finished up its work last week,
yeah,
added more debt than all of the previous Congresses in the history of the country put together.
Speaking of pickpocketing from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right. We're talking about pickpocketing. If you think you haven't been raped, $10,429 per person in the last Congress. Okay, now what we're doing is presenting you with a sort of, I guess, a dilemma. The
education too
that you have. Yep, passport that you have, so easy to scan now. Crooks are going to be tempted to rip you off. You got to be careful where
it's
all
these
the stuff
RFID
is.
Chips, which is a wireless. I mean, it's basically wirelessly airing all of your personal information.
Right. Yeah. All right, so our audio from the video of the day explaining the story.
In a crowd, Walt Augustinowicz blends right in, and that's the problem.
If I'm walking through a crowd and I get near people's back pocket and their wallet, I just have to get that close to it, and there's my credit card number and expiration on the screen.
Armed with a credit card reader he bought for less than $100 online and a netbook computer, we put Augustinowicz to the test. Patrolling Beale Street looking for RFID chips to read, credit card information to steal.
There you go. It's a MasterCard.
Yeah, that's right. That's it.
That your number and expiration date?
Mm.
Even people who thought there was no way we could pick their pocket electronically without laying a hand on them.
I'd say no, you can.
Soon found out, yes, we could.
You have a SunTrust card in there, and that's your account number and expiration date. I can actually show you here the entire number.
What do you think? I don't like it.
Neither did she.
Huh.
Her card captured too.
And that's just too vulnerable easy. For everyone yep. to take advantage of you.
Even scarier, Augustinowicz says bad guys could work a crowd stealing numbers, then email them anywhere in the world.
You know, after a game here, I could literally probably pull a couple thousand cards.
Credit card numbers, expiration dates, and in some cases, even your name. Enough, Augustinowicz says, to do damage.
We've done it. We picked up the phone, called 800 numbers, ordered stuff under a fake name, shipped to a foreclosed home, and the product comes in the mail.
It's not just your credit and debit cards at risk. While harder to hack, all U.S. passports issued since 2006 contain RFID technology that can be read and swiped.
It gives me a lot of personal information, like your date of birth.
Okay, wait, can you pause this for a second?
Yeah, why?
How can you ever commit a crime if anytime someone is stealing from you, that chime goes off? Do you hear it?
Yeah.
You have to be an idiot not to notice that.
That's his computer now.
He doesn't have it with him on this.
Right, right.
He's hacking among his customers, the U.S. government.
As soon as I squeeze this, it can read it. But then when I have it closed, it can't read it.
So is Augustinowicz just a boogeyman trying to scare people into buying a product, or is the threat
real?
He
sells a case that you can put your cards in that protects it.
The computer security expert Mark Gillinson.
It's potentially a major problem.
Gillinson calls it technology run wild. He calls our findings compelling.
I think people do need to be concerned and should be aware. And we'll see if this becomes a major problem.
And that's the big question. Experts at the Identity Theft Resource Center tell WREG On Your Side investigators they've never seen a case of RFID skimming used to steal information. But Augustinowicz believes that's because the crime could easily go untraced. Unsuspecting people falling victim to just another face in the crowd, hidden scanner in hand.
You have a chase card.
Yeah?
Yeah, here's the expiration date and your number. I can actually...
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
You might as well sit there and print your credit card number across your T-shirt and walk around with it because it's the same difference.
There you go. So go buy that guy's guard and you'll live happily ever after.
It's crazy stuff, though, isn't it?
It's crazy
stuff. People's credit cards.
Yeah. More coming up on this 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's one thing to travel to a destination just to say you went there. It's another thing to participate in an activity that's really worth bragging about. Every year, thousands of people travel to Brazil for Carnival. But what if you could actually participate in the parade? That's right. The tour company Intrepid Travel can arrange for that to happen. An over-the-top costume will be delivered to your hotel, and a guide will take you to the starting point, where you'll participate in one of the biggest performances in the world. If playing a round of golf in Pebble Beach seems out of reach, well, think again. The secret is to jump on it during the off-season. Right now, Pebble Beach Resorts has stay-and-play packages through March that includes 2 nights and 2 rounds of golf. If you're a gourmet, then you probably have got a Michelin restaurant or two on your list. Well, a company called Road Trips has partnered with Michelin Food and Travel to take people to those restaurants and then get into the kitchens. That's one you'll be talking about for a long time to come. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at travelguard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by Travel Guard. See your travel agent or visit travelguard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from Travel Guard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
If you're about to buy hardwood floors, listen carefully. Absolutely no one beats the deals at Lumber Liquidators. They buy direct from the mill, cutting out the middleman, and pass the savings on to you. You'll find prices like laminate floors for 69 cents a square foot, and Bellawood's solid pre-finished hardwood with a 50-year warranty, starting at $2.99 a square foot, plus lots more incredible deals. Call 800-HARDWOOD or visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Hardwood floors for less.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Out and maybe in and around. Some of you may be enjoying the snow. A lot of skiing going on here, there, and everywhere. There was an accident in one of the ski lifts someplace in Maine. I know I saw that and trying to find what I did with it. But the snow, yeah, here's a ski lift at Carabasset Valley.
Oh, yeah.
The chairs fell to the ground.
Yeah.
8 people were hurt. Happens. 220 people were on the lift at the time. Sugarloaf is a place where a lot of people like to go, you'll know. And by the way, when do we start giving away ski trips, Richie? We
next week, right?
Yeah.
I want one of those.
All right. So, yeah, he wants one of those.
He wants to go to Smuggler's Notch.
The aftermath of the blizzard, a lot of unplowed streets in New York. It seems in the cities where they ought to be most prepared for it. There was something that didn't work, and Bloomberg usually is a better manager. He saw a lot of the stuff. He's pretty upset about the lack of detail. I mean, this is not a big snowstorm. It was large, but it wasn't overwhelming. And yeah, the airports were shut down for a while, and people were inconvenienced. But it's part of winter. Hello, it's winter. 20 inches of snow in Manhattan. Okay, so there's lots of video. You can see that. Here in Boston, a lot of people were left without power. In New Jersey, I think there are still some people. Oh, Clay, you're not in New York, so you're not following it closely. We don't have anybody watching from a perch in New York because Roberta's not around. But at least you listen to some of the news media. We didn't get mail one of the days. I think it was Monday. Wasn't Monday the worst day of the storm?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so there wasn't any mail. And then there are people when it gets really cold. And furnaces sometimes, especially when there's a lot of money around, people are on the cheap trying to heat their homes, and sometimes they do it improperly, and there are accidents, and people are killed because fire destroys homes when there are... I mean, I remember a story a few years ago. Somebody actually started a fire. They didn't have a fireplace in the house, but they had no heat in the house. So they started a fire on some bricks that they brought in or stones from outside. They had a campfire in the house like they were outside. Hello? The house burns.
Happened in New Orleans last night. There was a big fire in an empty warehouse because some homeless people were in there. Started the fire.
Not a good idea.
No. Not a good idea. Good ideas abound, though, on the Good Day program. It's 23 minutes before the hour. We're trying to go over some of your goals for the new year, hoping that you will keep the goals that you have in mind. One of them may be to use tools that are available to you more and better. That's why Clay Cohart is here, because the tools of the hour, tools of the day, tools of the time involve the computer screen, involve the iPhone, involve strange new technology from strange new worlds, if you will. It just seems that way, although it's, I mean, Clay is not a strange new world to Clay because he's grown up with it.
It's the only thing I know, Doug.
It's the only thing that he knows, exactly.
Clay's strange world would be growing up when we did,
yep.
When you didn't have a TV when you were a little kid,
right.
And when
yep.
I didn't have a computer when I was a kid.
Yeah. Right, that's the way it is. So we're working over a couple of things that are pretty compelling stories about relationships, and our poll, in fact, today focuses at least, both of the stories have a focus. The poll, is it okay to read your partner's email if you suspect him or her of doing something that's not in the best interest of your relationship? Yes, no, maybe. And then the pickpocketing, this is very, very, very much a story of the times. The $100 device that can be used in a crowd to swipe literally your credit card number, whether it's a Visa card, MasterCard, Discover, whatever it is. With it comes the name, the expiration date, all that stuff. The only thing they can't get is that code number on the back.
The three code.
They
right.
cannot get
right.
that. But not everybody requires that you use that, although more and more people are requiring
yeah.
it these days. But so that's your protection. But this guy's selling something that'll protect people. But it still is a word to the wise. It's that from that department that we present that info. Richie.
Where are we going to be in 10 years? How are we going to protect this digital? Because you know it's going to all be digital.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have RFID chips implanted in our
in our thumbs or something.
In our butts,
people,
and we're going to have to sit on a sales plate when we go through the store.
I'm just worried if we do that, people will cut your thumbs off, you know?
Yeah.
I opt out. I'm not doing that. The poll yesterday, by the way, are you ready for the end of your life? This is a pretty positive poll.
Yeah.
What happened to the results, though, Clay? I don't see any results here.
Oh, I didn't give you the results.
Nice
Hold on,
job.
Let me find those.
Oh, on Facebook, there were some fun results.
Fun results. So with regard to the other question about whether this fellow, this particular story about the man in Rochester Hills, Michigan, who has been charged with a felony after reading his wife's email, he might be able to, I mean, the law would allow him to go to jail for 5 years if the judge has any brains at all. The thing either gets dismissed or it becomes, you know, maybe a conversation point. But to go one step further, there are, with online, whether you're doing directly the flirting with somebody else or whether you're using a tool of the era, which are the dating services. Dating services don't exist. I remember dating services when I first got divorced. I used a video dating service. I went and taped something.
At it. That's how Dr. Ken met his wife.
Yeah,
really?
Dr. Ken met his wife with a video. That's right. Do you remember? That's exactly right, Clay.
Wow.
Ken met his wife on a video dating. So that was the way it worked at that time. And then it's
do you have a copy of that tape around anywhere?
Rich, I'm sorry.
I wish that
I don't
you
think
did.
I have a copy of that.
Hi,
tape,
I'm Doug Steffen. Volleyball kind of guy.
I don't think I remember wearing a plaid. I think I remember wearing a plaid.
Turtleneck and corduroys?
No, I don't think I had. I think it was just a plaid sport coat. Anyway, so let's talk about one other thing that's going on, Clay. The amount of flirting and what goes on. The fact that women apparently are doing it more than men. There's a new survey of online flirting by Badoo.com, B-A-D-O-O.com. Do you know that website? Badoo.com.
No.
B-A-D-O-O.com. So you might want to check that out, Richie. Found out that the best internet chat-up line for men is, you have beautiful lips.
Well, please.
Wait, is this if you're a man? Because there's a lot of women on there?
Yeah, exactly. Badoo.com.
You have to sign in.
I look at men's lips.
Oh, you do have to sign in?
This is the best place for meeting new people nearby. Chat, flirt, socialize, and have fun.
Yeah. 87 million. They say they have 87 million registered users around the world.
It says 92 now.
Really?
That's up.
But since 2 days ago. That's very good, Richie. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Anyway, they analyzed the success rates of opening lines from a couple of hundred thousand flirtations in 11 different languages over the course of the past month to come up with the compliment success index.
Good day, mate. Works really well.
Site users invited to use one of 12 different chat-up lines, each complimented an aspect of a woman's body. Researchers measured the success rate of each line. You have wonderful boobs. That didn't work too well.
No. Yeah, no, that's a little too forward,
yeah.
Complimenting a woman's lips was the most successful overall. Other lines worked, though.
Really?
Yep.
Beautiful eyes, but see, that sounds cheesy.
Well, here's one. Women responded to "you dress beautifully." There are some who preferred praise for legs. People responding to compliments about hair. Skin praise.
You have
beautiful ears.
How did "can I buy you a shot of tequila" go over?
Yeah. I don't think there's too much of that here. Yeah.
I had such a bad experience with someone that complimented my hair once that would make me run the other way.
What was it? Do you want to tell us?
Let's just say he took care of business on his own. He made his own coffee while we were out together.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Whoa.
To our women. Now, it's interesting that this outfit, this Badu.com, didn't turn the table around and report on what lines would work, because women today, isn't it fair that for women, isn't it the expectation, that women would want to have lines to chat up men as well? Or is it still left to men? Is that still the man's purview?
I think we ask questions. That's how you know we're hitting on you in a store. Like, what do you think of this? We may ask a man that.
And women have to have a witty retort.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, if the guy comes out with his best stuff and uses his best line, you can't just sit there and go, "Oh."
I know.
All right, chat. Clay, the social media headline of the day. What do we have that's working, that's interesting, that's important, or that's compelling?
I don't know if it's important, but it's definitely interesting. So 50 Cent has a new venture.
50 Cent.
Which is 50.
50 Cent has a new venture, which is shoveling snow and digging cars out, personally, for $100 a pop. He tweeted yesterday, "I'm going out to shovel snow and see if I can make a few extra dollars today. I'm charging more if they want to take pictures." And then later said he said, "I want $100 per house. I bet anyone I can make a grand moving snow today, LOL." And then there are pictures that have showed up of people that he actually shoveled snow for, and he's just standing out there digging their cars out.
That's funny.
This is from
standing
the guy
on the corner watching all the cars go by. Now, that's a twist. The guy's hurting for money? What's his story?
No, he's not.
He's got a lot of money, right?
$1 million on vitamin water. He can't be hurting.
Where does he live? What town is he in where there's a lot of snow?
I'm not sure.
You're going to tell me Las Vegas.
Hollywood.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hollywood, I guess. But wait, this is not snowing in Hollywood.
That's very good, Clay.
Can't get anything by you.
All right, so we have the social media report. We have our poll. We've got our video of the day. Clay, how are we doing with new folks coming to Facebook who we have the potential of interviewing as new fans of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the Good Day Show on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show? People writing on our wall?
Yeah, actually, I was just looking at some statistics. We have 1,170 people that look at our Facebook page each day. Yeah. And we, I'm going to be contacting a fan today. So the way you can get in there is I'm going to be contacting a fan that responds to our poll question of the day on Facebook. So if you go to Facebook and answer our question, "Is it okay to read your partner's email if you suspect them of something?" then you're in the runnings to be on the air on Friday.
There you go. The good news abounds on the Good Day program. Speaking of good news, Dr. Ken Kronos has some good news for those of you who are using Medicare. Well, you may or may not think this is good news. Story coming right up here on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org. Home of the incredible edible egg.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus now, who is the expert when it comes to our medical world. Ken follows all of the major periodicals, knows what's going on, has your daily dose of important medical information brought to you today by the folks at Medifast. If you're setting a goal in 2011 to lose weight, look no further. Our resident doctor, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, recommends Medifast, and so have over 20,000 other doctors since 1990, Ken.
I'm Dr. Ken, and I recommend Medifast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Medifast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MedifastKen.com. That's MedifastKen.com, or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. That's Medifast Ken, one word, MedifastKen.com, or call 800-506-4115. And don't forget the code DRKEN, Dr. Ken. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115. So, Medicare is going to cover end-of-life planning talks. This was not a part of the bill that was passed, but the bureaucrats apparently are doing what they always do, Ken, and that is stretch, turn, and tug at the law to put it into their own words, even though that wasn't the vote.
Exactly. What bothers me is not so much the policy, but how it was determined. This should have been done in front of us all with discussion. We were told this wouldn't be part of the bill. It's now going to be part of the bill. After the fact, they tried to hide it. It may not be such a bad thing to encourage us to have these conversations with our patients, but what concerns me is the way this was all done.
Well, what concerns me is that doctors are going to be paid extra to talk to you about what happens at the end of your life.
And what may be concerning is that we may be paid less because coming in the future for Medicare, we're going to have little checklists, and those of us who don't, as good boys and girls, do what the government wants us to do are going to be paid less. And the big question is, will this be part of it?
All right, some news about how hearing loss is affecting teenage girls today.
I've got a teenage girl at home, and over the last two decades, there's been more and more hearing loss due to recreational noise. They're exposed to this in blaring clubs. Adolescent girls, be careful. Moms, be careful. And if you're having panic attacks, don't take a deep breath. Breathe slowly, long, deep, slow breaths. Life Sciences this morning.
Oh, there we are. I'm not panicking at all. I'm cool, calm, and collected. Haven't you noticed? 51 after on good day.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For details.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
There's a song performed by Harry Nilsson from the film Midnight Cowboy. Everybody's talking. I mean, that Cowboy star Dustin Hoffman and John Voight. John Voight is 72 today. Doesn't look that he's 72, not that old anyway. He looks pretty good for 72. He's the father of Angelina Jolie, for those of you who don't know that. Other than that, Chucker, what do we need to know about John Voight or this movie? This is a pretty disturbing movie. It's like the one Burt Reynolds was in. It was the same kind of disturbia. It seems to me. Don't you think that what's the name of that movie? That it was in the swamp. What the heck's the name of that movie? One of the first.
Deliverance.
Deliverance, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think they were both kind of the same?
Well, John Voight's in Deliverance.
Yeah, Voight's in Deliverance as well. I think that was his first big movie, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, a movie that really made him a star.
Yeah, right.
But you are right. It is a very good movie, but a disturbing one.
Yeah. You know, I noticed on Facebook, a lot of people are using Cityville. It's like Farmville, and this is this sort of thing. They have 16 or 17 million daily users, and I wonder about these things being turned into movies. Is there a Farmville movie or a Cityville movie that makes sense? Is that part of the secret to the success of this or what the people who produce this hope will happen?
Good question. Don't know, but boy, I wish people had other things to do with their time than to play those games.
Man, those people probably don't even need a movie to be made about it. They're making tens of they're worth $1.2 billion right now. Their company.
Same company.
Yeah, same company.
Zygna. By the way, I have to go. My poinsettias are blooming. I have to go harvest them.
Yeah, I got
to
go harvest them. Up. Yeah, make them work. All right, so we have a lot of movie news here. I noticed that Michael Douglas is going to be honored at the annual Palm Springs International Film Festival. Is that out of concern for him being around, Chucker?
I don't know. It might be. I mean, he's most likely going to get a Best Supporting Actor nomination for Wall Street. And as everything goes as planned, he's scheduled to film Steven Soderbergh's Liberace biopic. And the next 6 months, he's going to play Liberace, which should be a pretty cool role for him.
Let me tell you something. When the music industry or the movie industry starts honoring you at awards banquets, your time is numbered. Your days are numbered.
Yeah. Anyway, I saw him, and there was a movie that was on, I think, Showtime last night that I was watching. I didn't see the whole thing. It was, according to the info on the screen, it was made in 2009 about Michael Douglas as a DA in a town in Louisiana, and a television reporter murders a girl, but he said he didn't do it, and he sort of fakes it and puts it together, and Douglas comes out looking bad, and the girl, I can't remember the name of the girl in this, who's assistant DA, finds a lot of information out. Do you know what the name of that movie is? Does that ring a bell with you?
Yeah, I do not.
Anybody remember that movie? It wasn't like the best movie in his career, but I thought it was pretty interesting, because he can play a really sort of starchy character along with being a very likable character. He seems to be able to pull that off.
Absolutely. I mean,
pretty well.
He's still, he's a great talent. And amazing how much him and his father resemble each other.
You know, I was thinking that very thing as I watched his father last night. I thought the exact same thing about him looking like his father. More coming up on our Movie Moments segment. Chuck Curry is here on Good Day.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
All right, Chucker, what do you have for additional movie news?
One interesting story, Doug, box office is down 4% year to year, even though ticket prices...
Is that terms of dollars or terms of people?
People. Mm-hmm. In a major city like New York, Doug, most movies for an adult will cost you $13 to get
That's
in.
That's ridiculous.
Add $4 to $6 to see a 3D movie. And you
Tony and I went to the movies three times, and she said, use the senior discount, because I never do. She said, use it. It's still $8.50 or something.
We paid $11 to see each.
In my opinion, for most of the movies with the quality, that's way too much money to pay. And if they keep rising ticket prices,
and you buy two popcorns and a drink, it's $20.
Yeah,
it's crazy. All right, Chuck, good job, Chuck Curry here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.